everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Adam Cole, baby!
Fuck this shit.
Hello? Well, it looks like, Joe, he slammed the door. That's some serious stuff. Andrew wanted Gargano to retain. He didn't want him to lose his first title defense. And there he goes. He's coming back. Looks angry.
I just gave me my phone.
Oh, and he's going. Johnny! It's okay.
It's okay. Why is it okay? He's done now.
It's okay.
They're going to send him to 205 Live, and we'll never see him again. It's over.
I already mentioned this. He had his moment, his WrestleMania / NXT moment. So he doesn't need to hold that title anymore. He needs to go to the main roster.
And die.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe he's death proof.
Yeah.
Maybe. Could be.
I don't know about that.
Can you look at the positives? This might have been the greatest pure wrestling match I have ever seen.
It was great.
Well, like, you know, fantastic. What I mean? Like, with when you take out like tables and chairs and DQs and ladder matches, like just a pure wrestling match.
Yeah.
This was amazing.
It was.
It was incredible.
It was. I mean,
it was Beethoven's Fifth, but pro wrestling.
You know, I had to watch it by myself because you had another thing to do. But watching it alone, I was still like screaming.
Sure.
And again, that's because of how much I like Johnny Gargano. I haven't rooted for a guy this much since Shawn Michaels. Seriously.
Yeah, true. Right.
Like when he lost, I was legit bummed, you know. And, you know, it was like when Shawn Michaels would lose a big match. You're like, fuck. Right. You know, it sucks. And it's, I don't know, like, it's just something about him. He's just that good of a storyteller. He's like the true underdog.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was legit upset. It's a shame. You know, I wanted him to at least have one successful title defense. But if you look at the history of babyfaces in NXT... they don't hold the title for that long.
Right.
They have historically short runs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Gargano, Aleister Black's didn't last too long. Mm. I think he had one successful title defense, and that was against Lars. I don't think that he beat anyone else after that.
Yeah.
And then Drew McIntyre did not successfully defend it once.
Nope.
He lost to Andrade. Balor, I don't know how long Balor... Nakamura had it for a little while. Nakamura defended it a couple times. But yeah, no, usually the heels have it way longer. And you'd imagine Adam Cole's going to have this title for a while because who's the babyface that's going to take it from him?
Yeah.
He's probably not even with NXT right now. You know what I mean?
No, Matt Riddle will eventually take this title or maybe a returning Ciampa as a face. I don't know.
Maybe Ciampa. I don't see Matt Riddle. I think they would have given him the North American Championship at the last show if they were really that high on him.
Nah, but you don't need to go. You either go North American or you go NXT. I don't think you have to win the North American first to then win the NXT title.
Gargano did it in the right order.
Yeah, so did Cole.
He won the title. Well, he won the tag title first, then the North American title, and then the main one.
Right.
But I think because it's NXT... they usually don't give it to the guy unless they're super over with the crowd. And, like, people do the bro chant, but they chant everything. Like,
I'm not saying next week, though. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? The next guy that could beat Adam Cole is probably Matt Riddle.
I mean, maybe. I don't see it.
I mean, they're feuding with him.
I know, but, like, he's going to all of a sudden get, you know, he's still a goofy-ass gimmick.
I'm not saying he would even win.
Maybe Ciampa, I guess. But let's hope for Ciampa. That would be nice. But I don't know if Gargano's going right to the main roster. I think there's a chance they do this again, a third match,
and Gargano wins back.
No, No, I don't think that. I would root for him. I don't think that would happen. I just think because they're so low on talent right now, that's what you would do. I mean, look, they did three Gargano Ciampa matches, and they were going to do a fourth one.
But that's the greatest story ever told.
Yeah. They were going to do a fourth one. Yeah, yeah.
It's like Jesus Christ and then this story.
Right. But you could do this in NXT because when you have Gargano Cole, if you do have Gargano Cole 3, it will actually be Gargano Cole 3. Unlike the main roster where they fight every week.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's why I'll give you that.
You could do it and it would be another great match.
I'll give you that.
So maybe they will. Maybe they'll go right to Riddle. I don't know.
These were all just great wrestling matches.
Yeah.
It was just wrestling.
Yep.
And it was so enjoyable. Well, let's get into it because I have questions.
Okay.
About Tyler Breeze.
Okay. All right. So first off, we have Roderick Strong versus Matt Riddle. Obviously, this is the revenge of the bloody flip-flop.
Yeah.
Riddle flipped his flip-flops at Strong when he jumped in the ring.
Yeah. Like, Strong's like, hey, hey.
Hey, asshole.
Hey, hey.
He's like, you want these flip-flops? Here you go.
Yeah.
You can have them.
Yeah.
There's lots of backbreakers from the Messiah and lots of kickouts by both men. Riddle hit a GTS into a suplex, which was very nice. Strong put Riddle in the Boston Crab, and then the Lion Tamer.
Yep.
Strong's done the Lion Tamer a couple times, and he does it very well.
Yep.
In the end, Riddle had Strong set up for what looked like a tombstone at first.
This was interesting,
But then he fell forward, and Strong landed on his back, and that's how he got the win.
Yeah, with some new move, I guess.
Yeah.
Solid match.
Yes, it was.
You figure Riddle would win.
Right.
There's no reason for Strong to win this year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, good match.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Riddle is a little growing on me. That's got to get the goofiness off
him. Still, when he comes out and he's just doing that stupid walk that he does and he has a goofy face, he's like,
I like his music though.
No, his music's fine.
Yeah.
But he has the goofy face when he comes out.
He does.
And it's just like, just get rid of that and you're golden.
Right.
You know?
Like if he ever just got mad as a face or turned heel, I think he'd go way over.
Yeah, I know. That's what they teased us with.
Way over.
They teased us at TakeOver New York that he would go heel, and I think it'd be good. But again, it's like, who are your top baby faces if he's gone?
Right.
You know, if he turns heel, then you just have Gargano. Like, who's next? Keith Lee? No thanks.
No thanks.
That's okay.
Keep bringing guys back.
Kushida? Nah, pass. Yeah, bring guys back.
Pass.
Just bring guys back.
Yeah.
Bring Bobby Roode back already. I know I say it every episode, probably, but...
Right.
You could put... I mean, even Balor. Balor kind of sucks on the main roster, even though he's the IC champ, but he's still just goofy Balor. You know, then there's a top babyface you could bring back to NXT.
Yeah. I don't know if he's horrible on the main roster compared to some other NXT guys.
No, not horrible.
I know. They're just not using him
right. He's goofy Balor.
Yeah.
You know, I think the only chance that really happens if NXT gets a TV deal, then they'll bring some stars to that show.
Like Lesnar and Ronda Rousey. Yeah. Fuck. God, please don't get a TV
deal. Imagine Lesnar in NXT. How great would that be? Everyone's better in NXT, so you can only imagine. When the video package to start the pay-per-view opened, they showed, you know, the history of the takeovers, like the first one with Triple H announcing it, and I was like, wouldn't that be cool if like Triple H has his retirement match like at a takeover?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's my last match and everyone's going to want to watch it. So I'm going to do it on takeover to get a bunch of new people watching.
So we're announcing NXT. It now. Triple H Shawn 17 at NXT.
Yeah. So after that match, we see HBK and Road Dogg ringside. I guess the rumors are true that Road Dogg's with NXT now.
So Sean's like a head trainer, a top trainer guy.
Yeah.
Road Dogg's a head writer.
I guess.
And now they're just two goofy idiots in the crowd.
And they both have their Hall of Fame rings, and Road Dogg's showing Sean, and Sean's like, oh, what's that? He puts on eyeglasses, and he's like, whoa! He's like goofy grandpa now, which I guess... He is. Well, I don't know if he's really a grandpa. I don't know how old his kids are.
I don't think
his
kids are that old.
But, still. But
let me get glasses on.
He acts like a goofy grandpa.
He really does.
And he looks like one, too.
Yeah.
He's a sexy grandpa. Sexy grandpa. So next up, we have the tag team title ladder match with, you know, Fish and O'Reilly, Street Profits, Forgotten Sons, Lorcan and Birch. Surprised I remember all their names.
Good job.
So Fish and O'Reilly cleared the ring to start the match. They had a nice back and forth with Lorcan and Birch.
Very nice start to a match like this.
And then they went outside for a ladder. They picked one up together and walked back to the ring. But then Wesley Blake suicide dived onto them. Started very nice. Mm. Then Angelo Dawkins jumped off the top rope and onto everyone else outside the ring. Fish and O'Reilly later climbed the ladder in the ring, but Blake pushed them off. And O'Reilly fell back first onto the ladder. But it looked like he did it on purpose, and he managed to fall on it without really hitting it hard. But it looked great, and he sold the hell out of it.
He did. It was great.
I mean, to time that right and and make it look good.
Ouch.
Without actually really doing it.
Ouch.
That's talent right there.
Yeah.
Later, Blake and Cutler picked up a ladder together and attacked the other teams with it. But then Lorcan and Birch ducked and double German suplexed both of them, and the ladder went flying across the ring.
Amazing spot.
That was really nice. Yep. Later, the Street Profits flapjacked Cutler onto a ladder. Undisputed Era did a cool combo with Fish German suplexing Ford on the ladder. And then later, Fish was halfway up the ladder, but Blake powerbombed O'Reilly into the ladder, sending Fish off of it. And then Ranallo yelled, "They killed Kyle!" Like they killed Kenny.
Right.
But
there's but a Kyle on South Park.
This is so Kyle. That there, didn't make there any is. Sense. No, because they never killed Kyle.
Never.
So the Forgotten Sons hit their finisher on Fish and Cutler jumping off the ladder. I'm sorry, they hit it on Fish with Cutler jumping off the ladder. Jackson Ryker then came out and cleaned house, but the other three teams eventually teamed up and kicked the shit out of him, slamming a ladder on his back multiple times.
Right.
Ryker stood up outside the ring, but then Ford dove on him, which Ryker didn't really catch him, so Ford kind of just landed on his back.
Right.
And then Lorcan did it again to take him out. In the very end, the Forgotten Sons were alone in the ring. Blake was climbing, but then Dawkins spears Cutler. Ford jumped from the top rope to the ladder, punched Blake off, and grabbed the titles.
That was a really nice... Like, it seemed like he was coming down onto the ladder.
Because
holy shit.
We didn't see where he came from.
All of a sudden, top ropes, right?
No, yeah, he did. Yeah, right. He sprang off the top rope.
Or he sprang off the regular ropes, maybe?
He was... He sprang off the top rope. Yeah, kind of like the phenomenal forearm.
Right.
But like you didn't see it happen because the camera was really close.
You just saw him like
you just saw him land on the ladder and he was like, "Holy shit!" So he punches Blake off. They grab the titles and they get their moment.
Right,
the Street Profits get the tag titles.
Yay!
You know, obviously we were surprised we didn't have them winning.
We didn't have them winning, and you know, I guess they've been getting a little mini push here, so. They're going to let them get the titles. I can't imagine they keep these titles very long.
Who beats them?
I guess Undisputed Era. Probably.
Yeah.
To get their third run.
Probably.
And to get all the gold. Look, was this the best ladder match we've ever seen in NXT? No.
No, but...
It's hard to go up against North America.
It's impossible to go up against the best ladder match.
If this ladder match was in WWE on a pay-per-view, we'd be like... This is unbelievable.
It was still really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still really good. You can't fault a match just because it wasn't better than the best match ever.
Oh, no, I'm not faulting it. I'm just saying, like, it could have been a little better here and there, but overall had great spots.
Mm-hmm.
And guys looked like they got legit hurt. There was blood involved.
Yeah.
So it was good.
When Ford was up there, I was like, oh, this is where Ford hangs off the top, but he just grabbed him.
He's great. Right.
Smart.
I thought that too. I was like, oh, here he goes. He's going to hang.
Right.
Just grabbed him.
But he's smart. Yeah, he just grabbed him.
Just grabbed him. Right.
Unlike Ali, who just stood there and waited.
And new. Yeah.
Unlike Ali, who just stood there and waited while Brock Lesnar came to the ring. I can't believe it.
Brock.
I'm in a daze.
Fucking idiot. Like, he just had to go, There's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Money in the Bank champion now. But holy shit, Brock Lesnar's coming.
Right. You can still kick my ass, but I'm the Money in the Bank guy. I'm Mr. Money in the Bank. So next up, we have Velveteen Dream versus Tyler Breeze for the North American Championship. Breeze came out all in black. And Dream's entrance was disappointing compared to his last few takeovers.
Look, he set the bar high. Who is he, Prince this time?
Is that what he was supposed to be?
The puffy white shirt?
I immediately thought of Seinfeld with the puffy white shirt. That's what I immediately thought of.
Yeah, but no. I don't think
Well, no, I don't think he was actually trying to cosplay as Jerry Seinfeld.
No, I think it was a Prince thing. But still, it didn't
he had gold pants. Did Prince wear gold pants? I thought he was a purple guy.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He had gold pants.
It wasn't great, but again, it was probably the best entrance of the night.
Next
to Cole's.
I guess. So he also wore white gloves that he threw at Breeze, and then Ronaldo said, "Can you feel the gloves tonight?" Did you get that one?
Can you feel?
Yeah.
The love tonight.
What is going on, Ronaldo?
Come on, Ronaldo.
This is the problem with watching it alone, because you're not talking to someone else, so you hear all of Ronaldo.
Everything.
There was too much Ronaldo this episode.
Yeah.
This pay-per-view. And you know, we weren't watching NXT when Breeze was there, but turns out he could actually wrestle. Turns out he's really good.
Like really good.
Yeah.
Like Dream was on the top ropes, turned around. He grabbed his hand,
yes.
So his head comes through his legs,
right.
And then fucking super kicks it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He did so many cool little freaking moves.
He did.
You're just like, WWE, what are you doing? Let him fight like this. Let him be amazing. Why can't he do this on the main roster? Why?
Why? I think he did it for like 2 weeks, and then he was... And then he was gone forever. He did it for like he beat Ziggler,
yeah,
his opening night,
right.
And then I think he beat him the following week,
yeah,
and then like he lost to Ambrose,
and then,
he was a fashion police,
and then he was a punchline,
yeah.
Hey, Fandango.
But no, he's really good. They ended up outside the ring. Dream super kicked Breeze. Breeze laid on the announce table, so Dream grabbed his title and Tyler's phone. He placed the title on the table. And put Breeze in a headlock and took a selfie with him.
Fucking great. So great.
Which I put on the prediction sheet and it happens.
We both said yes, right?
Yeah, yeah. We did. And he was like, come on, say cheese. Then he was like, hey, say cheese.
Yeah.
Like he's yelling at him. And so later, Breeze would kick out of the Dream Valley Driver.
Right.
Dream also hit the Unprettier.
Right.
But Breeze kicked out. Later, he went for the Rainmaker, but Breeze put his legs up. Breeze then hit the Unprettier, went for the pin, but... Dream kicks out.
There's a couple of times you're like, holy shit, Breeze is about to win this.
Dream sold that Unprettier so well, I thought it was over there.
Right.
Because he hit it, and then he like flipped over.
Right.
It was a really good sell.
You're like, oh, Tyler Breeze, North American champ. All
right. Right. And then in the end, Breeze hit the spinning heel kick, but Dream rolled out of the ring. Breeze couldn't get Dream back into the ring before the 10 count, so Breeze got in the ring and told the ref to stop counting. And the ref was like, oh, I got to count. And he's like, no. He's like, I have to count. I don't know how to not count.
Or if Breeze was a pro wrestler, he would know if he was rolls in.
Yeah.
And then rolls back out.
Right.
The ref has to restart the count.
Yes, exactly.
I guess he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that.
He's never been in pro wrestling.
No.
Yeah.
No, he still has a lot to learn.
Don't count.
He still has a lot to learn.
It's like, I want to count. Don't count. All right.
So Dream.
All right, I won't count.
Dream then tried to hit Breeze with the North American title, but Breeze... caught it, he grabs it, and then he hands it to the ref. But when Breeze turns around, he got a Dream Valley Driver, followed by the Purple Rainmaker. Dream retains and wins a little dirty. A
little dirty.
Tried to hit him with the title.
A little dirty.
Yeah. And then after the match, Dream celebrates, and he gives Breeze his phone back.
Bow, 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 bow.
And then Breeze asks Dream for a selfie, and they take one together, which I was like, eh.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he tried to hit you with the title, and now you're like, let's take a selfie.
I get it. But you knew they were going to do that.
I don't know. I don't see the point of that, especially if Breeze is going to stay a heel.
No, they had to give him his farewell. This just in, Tyler Breeze, AEW.
That's it.
If they watched that match, they'd be like, dude, let your contract run out.
Yeah.
They're destroying your career.
Right.
And we can make you a superstar.
I want to know when Bobby Roode's contract is up. Because he needs to jump too. Yeah. Next up, they show a video package for Damian Priest, aka Punisher Martinez, but that's his name now, Damian Priest.
So that's what he's become. That's that guy.
Yeah,
Punishment Martinez is now Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess he only had one match.
So what is this? The new is he the next Aleister Black for NXT?
Sure. Should him getting a tattoo?
Yeah.
He's tough.
Right.
He's not screaming like a little bitch.
It's like
this guy. Oh. See,
it's too similar to Aleister Black, especially with the Priest name.
I know.
You know, because Aleister Black is kind of like a like a sadistic priest in a way. Like, you know, he's got all the religious tattoos.
And... Like a Judas priest.
Yeah, exactly. So next up, we have Shayna Baszler versus Io Shirai for the NXT Women's Championship. Shayna held up the title in Shirai's face, and Ranallo said, "Shayna looking at Shirai as if to say, your soul is mine." That was just, you're reaching there.
Come on.
There's no Mortal Kombat.
At least try.
Later, he quoted Apocalypse Now. He was way too distracting.
Right.
Shayna's looking at her like saying, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." Like, what?
What?
Way too distracting, Ranallo. Yeah. Shayna did her patented step on your elbow thing.
Why isn't there like a heel, like a Corey Graves? I'd be like, Ranallo, what are you talking about?
I know. That's what Nigel should be doing.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But that's like Ranallo's, I don't know, that's his fucking thing. He thinks it's brilliant. It's like, who really likes that? I get that people like Ranallo. His play-by-play is good, but when he does that, he ruins it.
He does. He does.
That's why JR's still the best.
Yeah.
So Shirai moonsaults off the top rope to Baszler on the outside. And then Jessamyn Duke and Marina Shafir start walking to the ring. So Candice LeRae comes out with a kendo stick and takes them out. Shirai goes for a roll-up, but Baszler turns it into the Kirifuda clutch. She tries to fight out of it, but Io eventually taps.
Yep.
Match only went 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So not only was it under 18 minutes, it was under 15 minutes.
Wow.
However, after the match, Shirai attacked Shayna with a kendo stick.
Yeah.
And then hit a moonsault off the top rope. Io then tells Candice, give me a chair.
What'd she say?
Huh?
What did she tell Candice?
Like, you know, give me a chair.
Like, how did it sound?
Give me a chair. I don't know. And then
give me a chair.
She moonsaults off the top rope with the chair.
Holy
and
shit.
Lands on Baszler.
Holy shit.
That was the best part.
I was like, do we have a new hardcore champion?
Yeah. I was like, why couldn't you just do that and let her win the fucking title?
Oh my God. This is amazing.
And then the crowd chants, "You deserve it," as Baszler lays in the ring.
And the announcers were treating it like a heel turn almost. Yeah, the way they were talking about it.
Well, but then...
This is not like her!
But then Beth Phoenix was like, oh, they pushed her to her limit.
Yeah.
You know, so she's... Yeah. Nope. Whatever. No Baszler limit. Deserves it.
Yeah, who cares?
If Baszler's going to keep winning, you have to do stuff like this.
Right.
To at least make the crowd a little happy. Because right. Then it's like, oh God, Baszler wins again.
Right. Right.
So this was awesome. Freaking moonsault with the chair.
That was great.
That was so great.
That was great.
Next up, they have a video promo hyping NXT UK TakeOver Cardiff.
Cardiff.
August 31st, same night as All Out. So, you know, again, it's not like they're doing a WWE pay-per-view the same night or
right.
Even a regular TakeOver
or
the same
takeover.
Night.
Or even a TakeOver, yeah.
But still, they're trying to do something, I guess. Mm. Trying to take away some viewers.
Right.
Which, by the way, that's All Out is a week before our sister's wedding in Chicago.
Shit. Really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
One Saturday before,
yeah.
Like 1 week before.
Yeah.
I can't take a whole week off to go to this.
I know. Well.
Are we getting a big bus to drive up there with all of our families?
I don't know.
It's good times.
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. Something to think about. Yeah. Next up, we see Stephanie McMahon ringside.
Yeah.
I don't know who asked for this.
No. Nobody asked for it. She's the boss.
And now they're calling her the chief brand officer.
That's been there for a while.
They have not been calling her that.
Yeah.
No, they have not.
The chief brand officer.
They have not.
They have. I've heard that before.
But now they're doing it all the time.
Well, maybe they're doing it all the time, but they've definitely mentioned it before.
Okay. It felt like it was, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
The chief brandy officer or whatever. But anyways, our main event.
You thought?
It totally was. They never say coming to the ring. It's
you think
the
it's an AEW thing?
Of course it is.
No, it is not. They
yes,
did that
it is.
Way. They did it a year ago. They called
a
it
a year ago.
For sure.
A year ago.
A chief
and
brand
then,
officer is a thing.
Yes. Oh, really? It's a thing?
Well, you think they're going to do it just because of Brandi Rhodes?
Triple H isn't really the COO of WWE.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's not.
Whatever.
I haven't heard them say that about her.
No,
in
I think
a
he's
in
like a
while.
VP, right?
Yeah.
Triple H.
Yeah.
But Stephanie could be a C level, right?
Sure, but I haven't heard them call her that in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was just me. But for the main event, we have Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole for the NXT Championship. Cole came out with the Wrestle and Flow guy. rapping his music.
Yeah, what was this? Who was it?
This guy's on Instagram.
Okay.
And he takes WWE music that doesn't have lyrics and he adds lyrics to them. Mm. So I've seen this guy's stuff before, and they got him for the, because I've heard this song before. He's done this he's done this Undisputed Era song.
When he came out,
yeah,
with Cole,
mm-hmm.
were you like, shit?
Why?
Because anyone has a different entrance, that usually means they're winning the title that night.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, the Street Profits had new outfits.
They won.
But Gargano, you know, we had in the
sheet. If you listen to our last NXT podcast,
yeah, it was who does he cosplay as? I had Deadpool. Joe had Godzilla.
And then we're like, you said.
And then I said, watch, he'll come out as Captain Marvel.
And then I was like, no, guaranteed. And then he came out as Captain Marvel. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And he did.
Captain Marvel. Look, Captain Marvel originally was a man. So, pardon? Yeah.
What?
Captain Marvel was originally
Captain
a man.
Captain Marvel's a tranny?
No.
What? No. Jesus.
No. The original character, Captain Marvel, was a guy.
That's not who he's role-playing right now as.
It's the same outfit.
No.
It is.
He's
the original
not
Captain
it.
Marvel is has the
Johnny,
same outfit.
Johnny, a woman? No. This is the Captain Marvel that had a penis.
From the comics.
From 30 years ago.
Yeah.
No.
Well, because in the Captain Marvel movie, they made the original Captain Marvel a woman.
Right.
But in reality, it was a man.
Anyway.
But look, you know, women cosplay as male superheroes, right?
Sure.
And it's not like he looked like a female in that outfit.
No.
He still looked cool.
Sure. It was fine.
Yeah.
I actually liked it.
No, yeah, it was good.
It's good.
Because he's done Captain America, The Punisher. The Punisher's got to be my favorite.
For sure.
Because that was when he was a heel, and he looked so cool. With his logo with the skull. Yep. Oh, it was great. So, once again, the majority of the crowd loves Cole and boos Johnny. It's tough when you're going up against the coolest heel in wrestling.
The coolest heel in wrestling. Come on.
You know?
Yeah. He's got a faction.
Yeah.
He has two catchphrases.
Right.
He's great.
So, they both went for their finishers early on, and they had a nice stare down. Mm-hmm. Cole was outside the ring with his hand on the apron, and Johnny jumped off the apron and landed on Cole's arm. And they made that look really good. Like,
yes.
It looked like he actually fucking did it.
Broke his arm.
I think he did.
No, that was his hand was like on the ring post.
Yeah.
And
he jumped on his elbow.
And he jumped like it was like, ah.
Yeah, it looked bad.
Jesus.
It looked real.
Right.
So Cole responded by attacking Johnny's knee. So they both sold an injury the entire match.
The entire match.
Yeah.
Cole was doing this whenever he wasn't doing anything.
Right.
Like holding his arm.
Yes.
Great stuff.
And,
these
and
fucking guys.
Johnny was selling his knee.
Yep, the whole time.
So Cole jumped off the second rope, but Gargano caught him with a power bomb. Ronaldo said Gargano has more heart than Valentine's Day.
Enough.
And then someone sniped him. and then I muted the TV for the rest of the match. It's like, Cole, Ronaldo, just shut up for the rest of the match.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. So they kept trying to out superkick each other, and they ended up outside the ring and superkicked each other at the same time. And then fell to the floor.
Yep. Great.
And they barely made it in the ring before the 10 count, but Johnny hit the slingshot DDT. And, of course, Cole kicked out.
Yep.
Johnny locked in the Gargano escape, but Cole got out of it and locked in the figure four.
Yep.
Which Johnny reversed, but then Cole made it to the rope. Cole took off Gargano's knee pad to attack it worse.
Worse.
To make it worse. Cole went for another figure four, but Johnny pushed him out of the ring. When Cole got on the apron, Gargano hit Ciampa's DDT. Still telling stories here with Ciampa.
Still telling stories.
But Cole fell back out of the ring.
Yeah.
Johnny then went for a suicide dive, which he did. He flew out of the ring, but then Cole super kicked him, and Johnny fell face first on the floor.
This was nuts.
That probably was the most impressive spot.
Absolutely nuts.
Of the match and the night.
Yeah.
Just to fly out of the ring and land face first
right.
while getting super kicked. How do you even time that right without really super kicking him?
Insane.
Is nuts.
Yeah.
Cole then jumped off the apron and hit the Panama Sunrise pile driver outside the ring. Cole threw Johnny in the ring and went for the pin, but Gargano kicked out. Cole then told Johnny, you had your special moment, but now it's time for mine. Cole goes for the last shot. Johnny ducked. But then Cole put Johnny in the Gargano escape.
What?
Johnny rolled out of it. And then he hit Cole with the last shot. But then Cole kicked out.
This is so fucking great.
Lots of false finishes.
This whole thing was so great.
They were going back and forth with moves on each other, but staying on their feet. Johnny hit a reverse Hurricane Rana, but Cole stayed up, bounced off the ropes, and hit the last shot, but Johnny kicked out. So Cole goes under the ring to grab a chair, but the ref goes outside the ring and follows him, and he tries to grab it from him. Johnny suicide dives, but Cole moves, and he takes out the ref. And right now, and Gargano's like, fuck, now I know what's going to happen. So Cole swings the chair.
That was a great moment, too.
Yeah.
He really looked down the ramp, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah. Like, God damn, they're going to come, aren't they?
Yeah.
Cole swings the chair at him, but Johnny super kicks the chair to his face, rolls Cole in the ring, goes for the pin, but the ref is knocked out. And they could have counted to 10. In fact, the crowd did. So Johnny goes outside the ring and helps the ref back in. But then Cole motions like to the ramp for the Undisputed Era to come out. So Gargano sees that. He grabs a chair and waits for him, but no one comes.
Nope.
Johnny gets on the apron. Cole grabs him and hits a pile driver, which Johnny kicks out of. And it was like the DDT, like he was hanging, you know, through the ropes. Mm. Cole then went for the last shot, but Johnny fell before he could hit it, like just passed out.
Yeah, that was fun. That was great.
Cole picked up Johnny, but Johnny was faking, and he put Cole in the Gargano escape. Mm. And he even moved his left leg over so that Cole couldn't attack it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was over here, like, because he did that. And, like, the storytelling is so good. It's like, wow, he even moved the knee over. Like, that's it.
Right.
However, Cole rolls out of it. He eventually gets to the knee, elbows it a bunch, super kicks it a couple times.
Oh, those were great.
Yeah.
Super kicking his knee?
Yes.
The sound that he was when he was slapping?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Oh, they're breaking the kneecap.
Yeah. Cole jumped off the second rope to go for the Panama Sunrise again, but Johnny flips him over and goes for a pin. Cole kicks out. Again, it was just like, oh, maybe this is it. Nope, maybe this is it. Nope.
So many.
Johnny tries to stand, but his knee fails him. Cole then jumps off the second rope again, and this time he hits the Panama Sunrise, and then the last shot. Adam Cole is the new
2
NXT champion.
3
Boom. I'm glad I didn't buy the Johnny champion shirt. So
he was still champion. Like being a president. Once you're president, you're Mr. President.
I don't think so.
You don't think Tommaso calls himself champ?
I'm sure he does. So, yeah. But he's a heel. Johnny would never do that. So after the match, the ref tries to hold Cole's left arm up, but he tells him, like, don't touch it because he's still selling the injury.
Still selling the injury. We don't care about it anymore. The match is over. We want to celebrate with you. No. Still selling.
Yeah. Hey, maybe it's really broken.
That's wrestling.
And he even did Adam Cole Bebe with one hand up in the air.
Right.
You know, he left his left arm down. So Cole celebrates with his boys in the ring while Johnny sits outside the ring in shock because you know, Cole shocked his system.
He shocked his system. He beat him cleanish. And,
a little dirty.
What was a little so dirty. Dirty? Just motioning?
He grabbed a chair.
But didn't use it.
But he was gonna. He did it just to fuck with Johnny. He still tried to cheat. And then he motioned for the, you know, mind games, cheating.
Nope. The judges are saying, nope.
That is as a little cheater.
That's not
He's a fucking cheater. If he didn't do that, Johnny would have pinned him because he had him for a 10 count. Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Fuck. No, but really, still, very great pay-per-view.
Yes. A. Solid A.
It's a takeover. Of course it's an A.
Yeah.
It's a takeover.
Yeah.
You shouldn't expect anything else.
Great stuff. Adam Cole. I can't wait to kind of see what they do with this storyline. A little nervous about Gargano for sure, but still can't wait to see.
You got to give Strong the North American title now.
Yeah.
You got to give Fish and O'Reilly the tag titles.
They have to have all the gold.
You got
to
do it.
They have to do it.
You got
to
do it, you know?
It's such a great story.
If Velveteen Dream could go to the main roster now, right?
Yeah.
He could fight for the 24/7 title, right?
Sure.
Jesus. Imagine seeing that. Imagine seeing, like, Dream with the jobbers chasing after R-Truth. Get back here.
No, we know what they need to do is have him take out R-Truth where you just can't see who it was. Then the ref counts 1, 2, 3, still can't see who it is. Then you pan over and it's Velveteen. The first time you see him,
yeah,
he has a title in WWE.
And then he throws it away. He throws away the title.
Yeah, he throws it in the chopper.
You know what? We're done.
It's done.
Yeah, it's over. And then he's super over because he destroyed the shittiest title in the company.
Right. In reality, if that happened, he would get super kicked by an Uso and lose it immediately. Immediately.
Drake Maverick will take it from him.
He would have it less time than Terry Reynolds had the Hardcore Championship. He'd be like, God damn it. That's a record, King. Seven seconds.
Fuck. I can't believe they brought me back just for this one match, King.
Right.
So, TakeOver was great. Let us know what you thought. We'll see you next time, I guess, for the main roster podcast.
And what was the final count on the pay-per-view prediction? How'd that go?
I mean,
between you and me,
Cole won. So,
oh, that's what I had in common.
Yeah.
Oh, I have two titles. Two titles. Remember that time I had two titles?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Because I have the cool title now. I'm the NXT pay-per-view prediction champion, the good show champion. So,
me and Johnny lost our titles the same night.
Yeah.
Our NXT titles.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
My Goldie.
You're an asshole.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Lashley.